Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Linda in the Tax Quips forum who wants to know, how do I prove to the IRS that we can now net gambling losses against gambling winnings per day per establishment instead of deducting these losses on Schedule A? Well, Linda, if you do your record keeping properly and consistently, you don't have any problem. You can net your gambling winnings per day, per establishment. There's nothing to prevent you from doing that with good records. However, your desire not to report your gambling losses on Schedule A? That's out of the question. Unless you're a professional gambler, you're only permitted to report your losses on Schedule A. Worse, since gambling losses are only allowable up to your gambling winnings, once you've net your losses for the day, you can't deduct anything unless you have a net profit for the day, in which case there's nothing to deduct. The only way to deduct your gambling losses or costs on Schedule C is to be a professional gambler. In other words, you make a living at gambling. That means your gambling efforts net out and enough of a profit to live on. If you're supporting yourself with a job or investments or a business or a pension rather than your gambling winnings, you're not a pro. As a professional gambler, you also have to register at each establishment where you gamble. This isn't much of a gray area. These issues have been adjudicated many times. Do some research in the tax court archives and read the judge's deliberations. They will help clarify the court's thinking and the legal process. It's really quite interesting. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about gambling and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.